It's time for the emergency break of the week.
For NorthTexasHondaDealers.com, I'm Bill Jackson, Talk Radio. No, I'm not. I just read that.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
They continue to lead their childhood years in the foster care system, I guess, huh? Jim? I guess he's not with us. Yeah, you still got us?
Yeah, well, you're kind of fading in and out.
Oh, sorry about that.
Oh, that's all right.
The wheels are off.
And I have some information. I don't know how sound it is, but I believe one of those communities is developing WMDs.
All right. That's ridiculous.
You know, this team's just not that good.
Blew them all the damn away.
That's what you need to do.
This ought to be fun.
All right, maybe we'll do that.
Because he probably got eaten the damn up.
He's cussing weird this morning.
Yeah, he is. He's not taking this seriously. This is a very serious...
No, you and I are doing real broadcasting.
Yeah.
This broadcasting isn't real.
Leave me the alone, hell.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
I've lost him. His weekend's already started.
Yep, right so.
It's the e-brake brought to us by Classic BMW. We'll give you three candidates. You get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. Have a good feeling about this week. I think you're going to enjoy this, including candidate number one from the Hardline. Corby Davidson is back once again. Gordo had the details of that ridiculous video in Muse of the News where the woman goes in to the donut shop. Tim Hortons becomes angry with the worker behind the counter and does something that we've never seen before.
Drops a number two right there in the store and then throws it at the guy.
Well, Corby thought it would be a good idea to encourage John Fahey to watch this while Corby was about to start a live spot. Now, you tell me, number one, is that a good idea? And number two, did Corby handle this professionally?
All right, so if you need a new water heater, Baker Brothers Plumbing and Air, of course, is the place to go because they have a wonderful deal right now. On an older water heater, if it's affecting your home, if it's horribly inefficient, you know it is, it's time to replace it. They don't last forever, and so if you have one that's 8-10 years old, then...
What's the matter?
That's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
She could have used Baker Brothers.
Oh my God, okay. Baker Brothers and Rheem have partnered to bring you a Rheem Tank professional water heater warrantied for 12 years, parts and labor for the cost of an 8-year model. That's an extra 4 years of warranty. And it's a great deal, I promise you. Go to BakerBrothersPlumbing.com. Call them at 214-817-2670-900. 214 or 817-2670-900 or visit BakerBrothersPlumbing.com. Baker Brothers, great service since 1945.
I give him credit. He got through it. Kind of got through it. But man, what a meltdown in the middle of a live spot. So was that handled professionally, in your opinion?
No. But then again,
as a radio consultant,
when has Corby handled anything professionally?
All right. I just want to hear up to the point of the first breakdown there real quick.
All right. So if you need a new water heater, Baker Brothers Plumbing and Air, of course, is the place to go because they have a wonderful deal right now. On an older water heater, if it's affecting your home, if it's horribly inefficient, you know it is, it's time to replace it. They don't last forever, and so if you have one that's 8-10 years old, then...
Sean...
What's the matter?
That's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Man, what total disregard for the job, the task at hand there by Corby.
Do they get a make good spot?
I would hope so.
I would hope so,
too. The good people at Baker Brothers would get a make good from Corby there. All right, so there's Corby as candidate number one. Candidate number two, in the week that TC leaves us as a ticker guy, he was known to make some really funny noises while doing tickers or maybe hosting a show. Russell Scott filling in this week, doing a ticket ticker. And he makes one of the funniest phrases or sounds ever when Corby went to him for a lifeline.
For this role, who almost got it, Brad Hall.
Really?
Who is still married to Julia Louis-Dreyfus, right?
Yeah. As far as I know that he is.
You recognize Nathan Lane?
Kinda,
dude,
I think.
Dude, you got to. Russell, did he win an Academy Award for The Birdcage, or was he nominated? You don't sound very confident at all.
I am, mom. All right, John Dye.
John Dye.
That is not the show to have a stammer on, and it was a weird one, as we hear it isolated here.
I am, mom. Russell's just minding his business in here.
Yeah, he's trying to get a ticker ready.
I am, mom.
Almost singing it.
Start a rain dance.
Oh, man, let's hear the whole thing again.
Also, up for this role, who almost got it, Brad Hall.
Really?
Who is still married to Julia Louis-Dreyfus, right?
Yeah. As far as I know that he is.
You recognize Nathan Lane?
Kinda,
dude,
I think.
Dude, you got to. Russell, did he win an Academy Award for The Birdcage, or was he nominated?
I am.
You don't sound very confident at all.
I am. All right, John Dye.
John Dye.
Oh, man.
I am, mom.
Well, we got another funny noise to throw in there with Regonk and Regonk Force and Breakfast and all that. That's Russell Scott as candidate number two with a yeah, mom. And then candidate number three, the all-timer, is back. Norm Elizabeth Hitchkes not listening to the show. And just how far that drive would be from Boston to Cleveland.
BA. Look at the travel here. What's the hard flight? Houston to San Francisco? That's the hard flight?
That's the hard one, yes.
Boston to Cleveland?
Nothing.
He could drive it.
And still be ready to play a game.
This, if you're trying to save money with Cleveland, charter the bus.
Or would you make like JR drive? Mm-hmm. Because he was so bad in that game. And like Rodney Hood.
It is 10 hours.
Drive?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, you can still do that. What's the flight? Not even more than a couple hours from Boston to Cleveland,
Oh,
right?
No. I doubt if the actual duration of the flight's more than that. I think it's got to be less than that.
So
I can look that up, by the way.
Last night.
Hour 18.
Oh, that's it?
Hour 18. Okay, Mike. Next question.
I'm ready.
What's the driving distance? Cleveland to Boston, how many hours? If they said, forget going to the airport and getting on our posh luxury jet. Right.
I want to take a guess.
Let me check.
I'm a guess. 10 hours.
About 10 hours still.
Woo!
As reported 90 seconds ago.
I'm good at this game. I'm good at this game, Mike. So it boggles my mind that they're doing that, but...
All right, more bumper cars there at the end of that. There's only about 20 seconds, actually.
So when Donnie guessed, and then Mike said, still 10 hours, as reported 90 seconds ago, did Norm at that point know...
It sounds like he never
That fastball went by him,
right.
Too. Yeah. Yeah, but how long's the drive?
Yeah, but the drive may be 10 hours, but I'm saying how long does it take to drive there?
And to make it worse, he had the big buildup of, in a big, luxurious bus, and you hippity-bippity-boop. All right, there's Norm.
It's long buildup Norm. He's
long
always been
buildup
long buildup Norm.
So those are your three candidates, Corby, Russell Scott, or long buildup Norm. 888-787-1310. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brake? Hello, sports caller. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Corby's Chili Dog Live Spot in Hooter Brown.
Okay. Hello. You're on Ticket Radio. Who wins e-brake?
Hey, y'all. Hey, Quinn.
That Russell Scott?
The Russell Scott vote there. The hey, mum, mum. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brake?
Good morning, musers.
Howdy.
Hey. I love your information. I know you don't have a lot of time, so I'm going to give you a responsible, bullet-pointed vote. Russell Scott.
Thank you.
Thank you. Just one point there. That's great. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, I want to vote for Jaman.
Another Russell Scott.
Hey, what song is that that starts that way?
Lights in a Northern.
Yeah.
Hey,
what
the mess that up? Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, this is Jordan from Brookhaven. Give me the new guy.
Do you think that was him? It sure sounds like it.
I think that's him.
I think that's him, too.
He's on the course.
That's another Russell Scott vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brake?
I'll vote for Corby and the Pooflinger, and may I say I love this Rheem tankless water heater.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Shout out to the Hick Food and Dongle. Go FMSC. Give me Corby.
Thank you.
Well, he's understood the Corby part.
Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brake?
JFNS.
Okay. AJ Clemente.
I'm used to being from
the East Coast.
Okay, he's going nowhere.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Vaginal slice, more.
No, 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 never, 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 no. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
I would like to vote for Russell Scott and say a happy birthday to P1CR great Dana Riedel and P1CR spare Pittsburgh Dave.
Okay. Well, Russell Scott, ladies and gentlemen, is a winner for starting off that 80s hit.
Up for this role, who almost got it, Brad Hall.
Really?
Who is still married to Julia Louis-Dreyfus, right?
Yeah. As far as I know that he is.
You recognize Nathan Lane?
Kind of, I think.
Dude, you got to. Russell, did he win an Academy Award for The Birdcage, or was he nominated? You don't sound very confident at all.
All right, John Dye.
Very high, John Dye.
What an audio dog pile that is after that. Is that Russell's first win?
It is. He ties the Violin P1, but is 93 behind Norman Special Circumstances Hitzkiss.
He's got a ways to go.
Yes, sir.
And Russell Scott does. But congratulations, Russell.
He'll get there.
Welcome to the ticket. 8-11 on the ticket.
Hold on.
What's that? What's going on? Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Again, I didn't have the microphone on.
Oh.
Sorry about that.
Oh.
Yeah, but I think this is it. I got the computer up here, Cray-Tray. Let's give it a shot.
Okay. Try to match it up with Russell Scott here.
Here we go.
Well, he's almost in the same key.
What a weak-sounding voice.
Oh, man. That's funny.